You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Maximizing Your Potential by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
Potential optimization is incremental. It's not everything not going to manifest at one time. Now, you got to know how to balance all this. Because I don't want y'all to think, well, here's so many conflicting things. The other night you said you're supposed to have unusual celebration. Now you're saying it ain't going to happen at one time. Which is it? It's both. It's both. You got to know when God's telling you to strive, and you got to know when God's telling you to run. You got to know when God's telling you to walk, and then you got to know when God's telling you to run. So there's different seasons of your life. My wife and I, now as we have opportunity, we're able to travel the world. My wife, generally speaking now, if I go to minister somewhere, she's probably going with me without exception, with rare exception. But when our children were very small, that wasn't the case. It was the exception that probably that she would be going with me every time I was going someplace else to minister, because the time we were in, the focus needed to be more on our home and our children than on me in ministry, so I can look good and show that my wife's supporting me. Watch this. Trying to look good for other people and the house falling apart. Everybody love you outside the home and your wife can't stand you. That is not good success. And so during that time, we had to evaluate who's going to do what. Who's going to do what? There was a time, and I had to learn it, you know, because, again, my image was, you know, wife was supposed to be there. Always be there like a prop. Okay? And I changed my thinking about that. She always supposed to be there. Your wife make you look good. Because y'all, to this day, every time I say something, especially if I mention it, every time I say, oh, you know, Pastor Marsha. Some of y'all like, sometimes y'all wonder, how come when he talk about it, they don't put the camera on him? Because she told him. Every time he mentioned me, stop putting that camera on me. And we had to realize. So the Lord spoke to her and said, my daughter, as before she was going to leave that, she was in high school, and just before she was, the Lord said, now you got a couple more years with her, you need to spend more time with her. So during her volleyball time, there were times when Pastor Marshall wasn't here at church on Sunday morning because she was traveling with my daughter. Traveling to Florida, traveling to Baltimore to help her. And watch this. And I remember, to this day, I can't remember why I had to go to Charlotte. I don't know if I ministered in Charlotte, preached in Charlotte. I remember I was sitting in a hotel room, and she was in another city with my daughter. And she called me. She said, Kendra was just offered a college scholarship. I was like, I said, what? She said, yeah, she was just offered a scholarship for volleyball? I don't know if you get scholarship for volleyball. Now, I knew about basketball, scholarship, football. I didn't get scholarship for volleyball. And I remember I got my computer and Googled volleyball. I said, well, this is God. Look at God. That's why the Lord told you not to be in church. It's all right. So we had to pace ourselves knowing where we were in our life at that time. And as a result of her, watch it, as a result of her spending that time with her, okay, she got the scholarship, but she was also helping her to evaluate, helping her to judge and evaluate opportunity. It also caused them to bond more. Come on, as a mother and a daughter, all of those things. And that we're living out the dividends of that today. Look to your neighbor, say, know the season you're in. See, because some of you are so anxious. Some of you are so anxious for your future that you're messing up your present. So the reason why God gives you time is because he wants you to mature, he wants you to develop, and he wants you to increase internally so you can manage what will manifest externally. Come on, say that. Say, God wants me to increase internally so I can manage what will manifest externally. Exodus 23, 29 and 30. So The children of Israel we saw from Deuteronomy 8 is going to bring you to a land that's going to flow with milk and honey. You're going to have houses you didn't have to build. You're going to fill it with all good things you didn't have to buy. You're going to eat without scarceness. You'll have a variety of diet. You can dig brass. And yet he also tells them this. The same God that said, I'm going to bring you into that. Exodus 23, verse 29. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation for the sake of clarity. And I'm going in and out, y'all. But I will not drive them out in a single year. He said, now you're going to take other people's lands over. It's the land of the Hittites and the Canaanites and Jebusites and the Amorites and the Skeetabites and termites, right? The snake bite. Okay. I'm going to give you their land. But look what he said. But I'm not going to drive them out in a single year. Well, let's get on with this. If it's my land, get it out. Let me take it. I'm not going to drive them out in a single year. Because the land will become desolate and wild animals will multiply and threaten you. God said, if I give you that land and all at one time, it's going to kill y'all. He said, if I give it to you all at one time, you don't have enough people. You can't occupy it enough. What you're going to do, you're going to be like a tent in the middle of a jungle. If I give it to you now, you're not, wow, this is so good, this is so good. You're not going to be able to handle all the attacks that's going to come against you. Oh, this is so good, y'all. Verse 30, but I'm going to drive them out a little at a time until your population has increased enough to take possession of the land. So God said, it's really my grace that's causing you to strive. It's my grace that's causing you to operate at a slower pace. Because if I really give it to you the way you think that you want it, if I let it all come to you now, it will kill you. You won't be able to handle it. You won't be able to manage it. You're going to be overwhelmed. And it's going to be working you rather than you working it. So there's a process to potential maximization. Mark 4. Verse 28. And so he said, this is how things operate in the kingdom of God. It's as if a man should cast seed into a ground and should sleep and rise night and day. Here's the implication. Man put seed in the ground and should sleep and rise night and day and should sleep and rise day and night and should sleep and rise night and day and should sleep and rise day and night. And night and day, and day and night, and night and day, and day and night, and day and night, and night and day. And the seed should spring up, because we know the seed ain't gonna spring up in one day, right? He's implying you sow the seed and you're gonna have to keep going to sleep and getting up, going to sleep, getting up. Well, oh, this is so good. He says, sow the seed and go on about your life. Sow the seed and go on your So as I tell you, you just got to go on with it. I said, I got seed in the ground. It's working. Yeah, I got seed in the ground. And again, one of my old stories that I just tell all the time. When I was 14, we had just moved out the house. 15, we finally moved out the project. We got a house and we got a house. And we had an area that on the side of our house. That's still a family home today. I manage it now. On the side of the house, that was about, I don't know, about 4 feet, 5 feet by about 10, 15 feet. And there was some dirt there. And I was so excited. We had the project, and I see some dirt instead of concrete. And I say, I'm going to have me a farm, not a garden, a farm. And I planted everything in there. I planted cucumbers and then tomatoes and greens and lima beans and string beans and spinach and cabbage. Somebody else said, you put all that there? I sure did. I put all, and I was so excited. I would wake up every morning before I'm in school, and I would water it, and I was so excited. And about 3 or 4 days later, I'm like, this ain't working. And so I went and I started digging up. That's what's happening down here? Somebody said, oh, you fool. You so stupid. I started digging. And every place I dug up, nothing came up. And I didn't understand. It's a process to this thing. Okay? The seed's in the ground. Let it germinate. And so a lot of us, I had crop failure because I didn't go on with my life. A lot of y'all, you're having crop failure because you're too anxious. You're having crop failure because you just won't let God do what he needs to do. You're trying to rush everything. You're trying to rush relationships. Now I do believe, now especially as a young, the younger you are, the more time you got. We understand that. Okay, so, you know, you go out on day one, day two, day three. Well, what you want? What you looking for in life? And blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay, yeah, one day I see myself doing this here. Okay, now, this whole thing about we talking for 2 years, what's that? Okay, and we going to get, y'all going to get married? I don't know. You just spent 4 years with this person. You don't know where this thing going? And now you're 60 with a boyfriend. I don't mean no harm, y'all. I just don't believe. The old, I keep telling you, some of you are too old to have a boyfriend. What is this? Well, we thinking about it. Think about what? Let's get on. Come on. You get to a certain age, you either know this is the will of God or it ain't the will of God. Come on, the moment that this is either working or it ain't working. I was talking to someone that I can't remember what. I was talking to another young man who I think he's in ministry now, he's married. And he said, people thought I was a player. And I said, I know, man. I'm with you on that. He said, people thought I was a player. Because I would date a girl. He said, I would date, and we'd be dating about a couple of dates or maybe a month. He said, once I saw this wasn't God, I moved on. I said, that was me. Yeah. I mean, come on. Certain things you just know. Ain't nothing trying to make this work. This ain't going to work. I told y'all, remember I told you about the girl who called me out and cussed me out? And told me, you better not. This ain't God. I don't have to pray. It wasn't have to pray. I have to see I'm going to change her. And no. That is not my image of a wife. And there will not be a woman yelling at me, putting her hands in my face and cussing me out. Well, Pastor Mark did it one time. But other than that, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I was stuck with it by then. I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just playing. You have to have an image of your future and what God is showing you, and you either know this is it or this ain't it. He said, but watch this. Just go on with your life. Don't be so anxious. Sleep night, rise night and day. The seed should spring forth. He doesn't know how. Everybody say, I don't know how. See, that's what you got. That's where faith comes in. I just know I got seed in the ground. Now, I don't know how this is going to work. I got seed in the ground. God's going to make all grace abound towards me. I don't know how he's going to do that. I don't know what the grace is going to look like. I don't know what the abounding is going to look like. I don't know what form is going to come in, but it's going to happen. Glory to God. We got to build a $15 million church. I don't know where the money coming from. Okay. I don't know how God's going to do it. But if God told me to do it, the money got to come in. The money got to show up. Are y'all hearing me? See, this is the thing. Oh, man. Sometimes I talk to y'all too much. I tell y'all too much stuff. But I used to judge very harshly people in ministry who charge to preach. Because that's not my background. It's not what I came from. I ain't never seen anybody do that. Okay? And by the way, just want to let y'all know, not one of the preachers we had here this week charged to preach. They don't have any contracts. Got to have a particular amount, got to send them deposits, and all that kind of stuff happens in ministry. And I used to judge those people so harshly. That ain't no man of God. That ain't no woman of God. Oh, they just about the money. And the Lord said to me, kind of chill out. Don't judge them so harshly. Here's what the Lord showed me. He said, there's two ways to live. Either walk by faith or you walk by sight. He said, in order to walk by faith, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The Lord said to me, you sat under Creflo Dollar all those years. And you learn faith. You learn to walk by faith. Everything you did, you learn to do it by faith and not by sight. The Lord said, they ain't been taught like you've been taught. God said, don't judge them so harshly. Don't mean they ain't saved. Doesn't mean they're good people. But bills really do have to be paid. Mortgages got to be paid. Kids got to be put through college. Tuitions need to be paid. Ministry got to be paid. Transportation. Yeah, those are all of us got that. Anybody here has no bills? And if you have none, please come here right now. Well, no, I got ready to say, because you could be living under a bridge, and that's why you have no bills. So no. I got ready to say, come lay your hands on us, but no, I need to know why you have no bills. Do you have no bills because you have no life? That ain't what I'm talking about. But we all have bills, we all have expense. And the Lord said to me, It's two pay, there's only two ways to live. Either walk by faith or you walk by sight. The Lord said they don't know faith in this area. Okay? How many of y'all know right now how much money you need for your mortgage or your rent next month? Okay? If you live somewhere, you should know. Okay? So, and if you're self-employed, you know what you need. Okay? And you're self-employed, you got to trust God that I'm going to have enough business, whatever, to meet my mortgage, whatever next. Okay? And so, I either trust that God's going to provide it, or I say, let me see, if I can get, if I can arrange for, if my mortgage is $1,000, if I can arrange in advance, 100 people, I mean, 10 people give me $100, I have my mortgage. Because that's what I can see. I can see if I can get 10 people to give me $100, that'll meet my mortgage. Or I can trust God. God, I thank you that $1,000 coming in. I don't know where it's coming in, but I'll have my $1,000. That's walking by faith. The other way is walking by sight. So the Lord told me, don't judge these people so harshly. They're just walking by sight. I'm just watch this here. Can't tell you too much. But so what I blessed Pastor Baker with on Friday night was more than several people we've had who charged us. You didn't catch that. It was more than some people's arrangement. Because I did what God told me to do for him. Because he's walking by faith. You didn't say, if you walk by sight, you're going to limit your life. That's why you need this faith stuff. If you're going to have a life that is exceeding, abundant, above all you could ask or think, you're going to have to learn to walk by faith. Because you can only see but so far in the natural. If you're going to have unlimited and live, come on. If you're going to live beyond what you ever saw yourself living, and I live beyond whatever I saw myself living, I had to walk by faith, not by sight. I mean, come on. When I came to South Carolina, that first place we were living, renting, our rent was $800 a month. I have since paid mortgages of $5,000 a month. I ain't talking about the church. I'm talking about my own personal mortgage. Now, when I came, I ain't no way. I said, if I heard somebody had a $5,000, I should say all kind of dumb stuff like, you know, people driving Mercedes. You know, what you need a Mercedes for? It's the same as a Ford. The only people who ever say that, people ain't never rode a Mercedes. It's the same as a Ford. It's the same thing. It ain't the same thing. Just like, come on, y'all. Just like 100% fine wool suit ain't the same thing as those two sisters. Y'all know those two sisters? Polly and Esther. It ain't the same thing. I can wear this suit right now and sweat it out and hang it out, hang it up, you won't see a wrinkle. That polyester, those two sisters, I'll sweat that out one time and they come home and say, now you know we done, right? You got to leave us. We leaving you. Ain't no sense trying to do nothing with this. This is over. Look at your neighbor and say, there's a difference. But you got to have a vision. Come on. And walk by faith. So there's going to be a process. Here's the process. Verse 28. So I sow my seed. I sow where I'm at. I invest in small things. I do the small things, even though I don't know how it's going to turn out. For the earth bringeth forth the fruit of herself, because that's where the seed is, right? The seed's in itself. It bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, and after that the full corn in the ear. First the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. As you are increasing your potential, as God is blessing you in your life, I'm telling you, you got to get excited about every step in the process. So as you're living this faith life, first the blade going to come through. Just a little blade. It ain't the full corn in the ear yet. It's just a blade. So I remember when I got excited when I after I left those plants alone and I saw seeing something coming up. Oh, sookie, sookie now. And, well, I can't eat nothing yet. But I see that what I have planted has germinated. I see that what I planted is starting to produce something. Watch it. So you start living this faith life. I'm telling you how to do this. How you can take these words that I speak over your life. I tell you, unexpected blessings are coming your way. Random money is coming your way. Unexpected money, you're going to find unexpected money. So then you do like the sister did last week. She put it all on Facebook, y'all. She said, my pastor been prophesying. Unexpected money come to me. I walked in the store and I found $20. Glory to God. Will you rejoice with me? Now some of y'all say, I ain't putting that on Facebook. It's only $20. You need to understand, that is the blade. Get excited about the blame. Oh, man, this thing's starting to work. Look at that. I didn't work for this. I didn't earn this. I don't know where that was coming from. God, just randomly, I got another $20. Glory to God. And then some of you, I got to teach this because I've taught this thing over the years. Some of you, when God starts setting you up for this life, your pride. Your pride won't let you receive it. Because, so somebody asks you, can you give me a ride to such a place? You give them a ride. And they say, well, I just really appreciate this here. I just want to be a blessing to you. Here's $10. Oh, you know, that's right. You don't have to give me nothing. There's all you need. Hey, there's the blade. Glory to God. Thank you so much. God bless you. I received that. Thank you. And I'll speak a blessing over them through that. See, and you, oh, glow, look at that. Look at that. I wasn't planning that $10. $10 came in. I didn't know where that money was going to come from. Glory to, but God, look at God. You start rejoicing over the blade. Come on, somebody rejoice over your blades in your life right now. Hallelujah. That means stuff's starting to work. As somebody said, this faith stuff is starting to work. It's starting to produce something in my life. Glory to God. First the blade, then the ear. Then the ear. The blade, then the ear. So now what? So when that corn comes up, y'all know that the stuff we shuck off. That's it. Now, that ear develops before corn is in it. Don't go snapping it off. You get more excited. Man, look, it's really coming up now. Glory. It's really coming up now. It's really coming up now. And after that, the full corn in the ear. Now is eating time, y'all. Glory to God. Oh, this is so good. This is so good. Because the reason why a lot of people's businesses don't grow, because you're eating too fast. I don't know if y'all caught that, what Pastor Baker said the other night. He said he was paying a $22,000 mortgage, something like that. He was talking about his ministry, y'all. He said, and my rent was behind. Some of y'all don't understand that. You got to understand business to understand that. You got to understand business money and my money are two separate things. I said, there was someone who was always in trouble with their finances and they had a good business. I said, that's because you don't understand. You keep mingling. Business money and your money, got especially at that early season, got to be two completely separate things. So watch this. This church was bringing in $1 million a year, and it was only paying us $25,000. And I wouldn't let it pay us anymore. Because I knew where we're going, I got to keep walking by faith and not by sight. Because I knew how what God has shown me is going to take more than that. So watch it. So I'm trying to help some business people here. You got to let your business live when it looks like you're dying. Okay? There's scripture for this. Find it for me. It's in Proverbs. Prepare thy work in the field and afterwards build your house. Prepare thy work in the field and afterwards build your house. Prepare your work in the field and afterwards build. Prepare thy work without and make it fit for thyself in the field, and what? And afterwards build your house. He said, take care of your business, make that sound, watch this, take care of it until you're at the place that it can take care of you.
God has equipped us all with potential. It's our responsibility to tap into it. Bishop Herbert Bailey gives you the tools to maximize your God-given potential in this transforming series. Order this powerful message today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. For immediate access, subscribe to Right Direction TV. Ask for Maximizing Your Potential.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.